Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good people. It is exactly 6 o'clock on the dot, and I'm here. Well, look, I really shouldn't basically be taking the lead on this thing. Kind of makes it sound like this is my program. This is yours, isn't it? I'm on it, but this is your program. You should trump it. You should do the intro. Whatever. What do you think?
All right. We're going to discredit that. This is Comedian Art Gang OK, and the name he just announced that had nothing to do with this platform.
I didn't announce a name. I never mentioned a name.
Yeah, I'm not going to repeat what you just said, but we'll be able to listen to it, viewers, at some point in time. Yeah, I'll bring it back to his attention, what happened. I won't say it, but he'd be able to listen to it. And, this is Comedian Organic OK, and this show today is Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Now, what are you, as the viewers out there, when you hear this, where is this taking you? Are you a type of person that don't want to pay for some at the store, and you say, that's too high, and then somebody go to the store and buy what you don't want to pay for, and you eat up all their stuff, and then you tell them to buy more? That's what y'all trying to do. Don't try to do that to the idea. That's what we're trying to do to people's ideas. Here's my come up with an idea concept, and then they try to undermine that and say they can come up with a better idea. They don't want to come with it. You know what I'm saying? They don't want to come with a natural standpoint head to head. They want to side and undermine that kind of connection with others so they can be distracted for, you know, that is something totally different. You know, this show and what I was seeing people ask me is, how you operate, you know, how you think, what about this show? And if I'm inspiring you just to undermine my point of view, my vision, and pit my lights out, you know. And that's what happened to society. You see a lot of people in history that have some platform. You can tell it's very educated. You say, why did these people in their show platform, why they disappear? It was about knowledge, about going to school, about being educated. And so many people that's educated, got knowledge, and got the concept and got the idea of being cutthroat and no good and truly undermining people and saying that that's their talent and saying that's their ability and saying, hey, I ain't got time to listen to you. I'll just grind you up and then have you and pitch you in a kind of a powder form and pitch you in and use you as a protein shake for my life of destruction and chaotic. What happened to those people, man? What happened? Yes, we are in the last hours of this program for October 2020. Disabled Awareness Month. And
yep. What do you think? This is the moment I want to scream Happy Halloween out there to everybody, but I really should say Happy Disabled Awareness Month. In the final dying moments, in these final last moments, which really, honestly, you see, to me, personally, speaking as a disabled person, it's like being a product of the 20th century in those last final moments in 1999. I feel everybody out there, are you doing something to help the truly disabled, the needy? And I don't just mean holding the door for them. Hell, you don't even need to do that anymore. Pretty much every single door there is has some kind of push button, whatever. I mean, are we doing something to really acknowledge?
But also, too, you can actually tell them, hey, you may want to open the door, but can you allow me just to wipe it down? So you won't get no cross contamination of COVID-19 from someone digging their crotch and digging their nose. Let me wipe down this so you have a better opportunity to not be intensely disabled. Excuse me, keep going.
No problem there. 5 minutes after the hour here. No, actually, 606 here on the program. Please call in. Get involved with this. Tell us
it's
what
604.
You think. What?
It's 604.
One of these clocks is fast. I'm not going to waste your time telling you which one. Okay, here on the program. Here on Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Call us. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Listen, every person first thing in the morning when they get up and they're prepared to face the day. Now you know what? It's a lot easier when you're young. When you're younger, because you look forward to going out there and working and jobbing and hustling. after a while, that job, especially where we're sitting, no matter who you are, and you know something? The disabled people, every morning they got to go up there and fight disability. Disability is like this ugly beast, but you can't let it win. You can't let it.
Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Have you talked to some disabled people that they don't look and live their life like disabled? Have you talked to those? Because there's some disabled people, they don't want to hear you talk like that. They say, hey, I don't have this, and I realize it. I don't have that, and I realize it. I don't want anyone to give me the actual, you know, the idea that because I don't have what I have, I don't need it. I don't have it. Then somebody gives them some seats. Life is about a team effort, right? When you have a team, right, it's things that you might not have. But then the other part, the other people come to the table and bring that, right? Life is like a potluck, right? Life is the great thing that you can say, oh, I wanted this. Oh, you can have all the great desserts that you want and have people bring those components, and you can all enjoy the different ones. When truly everyone is bringing the greatest of your desires and you're bringing the greatest of their desires. Can we relate to that?
We can relate. We can relate. Every morning I tell myself I got to overcome the beast.
Who's the beast?
The handicap, the disability, the shortcomings.
I
always imagine it as this big, ugly monster that's trying to pull me down.
Stop making it seem like some kind of, this program is not based off of clinical psychology. You know, this is not a program to get people just obsessed with being depressed, obsessed with saying things that they're not going
to. My point is, it's about beating the beast. That's what it's about.
Hey, you don't get a good woman necessarily because you're thinking about her all damn day. The guy's not thinking about her is the one to get her because he starts paying his action. And the guys, you think about how many guys you've seen in society that think about women all day and how many women they got. How many they got? Because it becomes overwhelming to the point where it's not healthy. You're talking about something unhealthy. You know, if you see somebody that never washed their hands, guess what they're going to do? They're going to touch every piece of everything. That's one thing people do that don't wash their hands. They already touch everything. You ever see a person that washes their hands? They don't normally touch everything. It's a person that don't wash their hands well that touch everything.
Well, yeah, the germaphobes, they make a point not to make physical contact with anything. But the guys who basically gotten so dirty, who embrace germs, they want to leave their mark everywhere. They see the way they feel, they think, well, also I got to build up my immune system. You know, I'm going to make myself one with the world. I'm just going to mark my territory like an animal who pees in your room to make sure its scent is left there. So this is my territory now.
It's a lot of people in society have never experienced that kind of space where the people are suffocating them with animals and try to pull this kind of rank. My animal and my experience is overrank your experience to get you not necessarily want to have so many animals in your space where it's uncomfortable. Some people have animals everywhere. They got animals on their table. They got animals just like on their countertops. They got animals on the floor. There's just too many things that people know. If human beings are having these kind of animals and the animals are coming from outside, it's a lot of things that people don't necessarily see a problem. Now, I see some people with, man, they have some animals that are so clean. Oh, my goodness, their animals look so clean. But at the same time, you trying to eat your food, your animal just popping up on everything. You trying to food prep and the animal's popping up, right? Walking over your food prepping. And a person rubbing the animal, it looks clean, but they're rubbing the animal as they're making food, touching everything, going to the refrigerator. It looks clean. But when someone starts touching animals and going into the refrigerator, you want some ice? And ask people, and they make it seem like it's so special for you to have their animal hair and everything. And some people, they wash their hands with the animals. Some people feel like they're embarrassed for you to even think about asking to wash their hands when they do with the animals. And even because the house is clean, they feel like, well, I kiss my cat and this is my family member. Well, I'm with my family member, and my family member, we don't get down like this. You know, my family members don't get down like this. Now, I'm saying this hypothetically, say, because I know individually family members and things, I can't speak for what they do. You know, I'm not in their presence like that. I know, you know, individually people have animals. But I'm saying to me, It don't matter where I'm at. People get annoyed by me how I act with animals. It's one thing to mistreat an animal. It's another thing to be, hey, don't have your animal wearing up all over me, licking my shoes, you know, that kind of sniffing my shoes. You know, those kind of things. I don't want animals sniffing on my shoes. And it was a time where I'd be wearing clothes and things like that. I could look at the animals like, oh, the animal come right up over here, sniffing my shoes with that wet nose, licking his nose. I mean, just that kind of stuff. I don't want that. I don't want your dog jumping up on me. Oh, he likes you because he considers you a good person. I got that. I'm starting for myself, right? I'm starting for myself within. I'm understanding within what I need to be. I need to make sure that dog, if I'm babysitting the dog or I'm in the spirit of the dog, hey, that dog needs some water. That dog needs the proper food. And we need to make sure that dog eating right. Make sure that I understand the enjoyment of a dog. But I'm not going to elite the experience of a human being. I must mold these things. Hey, we're getting off this Halloween, and I'm just getting off of what I want to get into. I want to embrace these things. Those out there that anxiously wanting to look for the experience of a human being that's looking out for their best interests. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying somebody truly looking out for your best interest, someone is truly living in a way that is reflecting the greater part of you, and you are uplifted. This is the thing. When we're given this space of information, we're not just telling you things that, you know, you want to be, you know, because life, think about your fantasy. It's so great to see somebody's fantasy be achieved and see their life of, you know, come together. But if you're just living a life to talk about things that is all sound depressing, man, people don't want to hang around people that's like that. Even if you say, well, I don't mean to be depressing, you already see people at events and stuff, and they say, oh, man, here this person come. And so they start talking, everybody get ready to leave as they get ready to talk. Because they already know it's going to be something negative. Now, if this person you hang around is negative and they got everything that people want to have, that's something totally different. But when a person that have nothing that is needed for them to achieve, and you say, okay, they are walking away from the greatness that's inside of their ability, and they are bringing people that's, you know, toxic to the situation, and they got other things that's going on with them, or they're telling them something that the person just don't want to hear, and this person got this and got this, and their families don't listen to them. That's something different, right?
Yes, yes. Look, let me first want to say something. Now, I'm the guy who basically always felt that hand sanitizer was not made for everyone. It's not made for germaphobes. I mean, I know they got a corona outbreak thing now, whatever. You know who's before? It was invented for basically the kind of people who just don't want to wash, who just want to touch everything and get it. They're the ones who should be using hand sanitizer. They're the ones who should be bathing in that, you know what. They're the ones who should be using it all over. The average person can use a bit of Dial and soap, okay? It's getting a little bit dirty, and you got to build up your immune system up a little bit.
You ever see somebody that uses hand sanitizer a lot? Let's think about the person who uses hand sanitizer. When you go wash your hands is way dirty. That's something to take. Your hands is not. You know, you use hand sanitizer and your hand is extremely dirty when you wash them. What is that telling you?
What does it tell me? Well, it basically tells me that you're the kind of person who basically, you know, should use some of that grease soap. Maybe not sanitizer.
Okay.
Oh, no, okay. You know, the kind of people who basically haul garbage for a living, who work at the dump, the kind of people who work in dirty carpentry, who are building houses and whatever, they're the ones who should basically maybe use – well, no, not – they should be using a kind of industrial soap and the kind of water pressure that comes out like a hydrant.
Yeah, but how do you inform people? See, that's the thing that a lot of people – this – I mean, did you introduce your name? Do people know who you are?
Talk, dude.
Yes. Listen.
I'm hoping somebody out there is listening. I am.
But this is the thing that I don't think a lot of people know. You're so caught up in telling them the disabilities about yourself, you're not enhancing the abilities of yourself. You know? If you would attract a woman, I tell them all the time, like on this show, I tell them about attractive women. And on this show, I brought up that. But if you was talking about how what you're doing in your life and connecting to her,
then she would see so much in you because it would be reflecting. But you're so obsessed with telling everything's wrong with yourself when it's not even a real experience that you're really giving yourself to even find out if you're beyond this actual frame of direction, right?
Yeah.
If you're
15 minutes after the hour here on the program, please get involved in this conversation. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709.
All right, Jay, thank you. Go ahead.
All right. I know cleanliness is next to godliness, even if you're an atheist. I mean, come on. You got to get clean once in a while, but you also need to get a little bit dirty once again to build up that immune system.
Well, then what you doing, though?
Different stroke for different
folks.
Some people should use...
Think about people's houses. Some people's houses you go to is extremely clean, and you see them, their hands are dirty, and nothing around the house is dirty. But you got some people that their hands are clean, and everything in the house is dirty. What is that about?
I don't know. I'm at a loss. I don't remember. Wait. Send it to me again. I need to think about a real time when I saw that. What was it?
It says people's houses is really clean, and their hands are dirty, and you say, okay, that person, you know, that's something different because their house is not dirty, their car is not dirty, and things around them is not dirty in that way. Their hands
are
dirty.
Maybe they got a dirty work job. A job that's dirty work.
But see, that's what I'm saying to you. You're generalizing everything as one situation. I'm saying there's many spectrums of life. And I'm saying if you got somebody just nasty and dirty, they can contaminate and make everybody else sick because they're not being careful about how they're going about things. And people use this cleanness based on classism, and some people just are just dirty and nasty because that's who they are. And you realize that, you have a lot of things that's being knocked off, right? You got people that, oh, this person's this race, this person's this, and they're clean because they're race and this and this and this. You're missing the biggest picture of everything. You're undermining people that's truly being clean for people that's not being clean based on their social class. So then all these things are running together, and they're not what they necessarily appear to be.
Things can't necessarily pigeonhole people. People can tend to be difficult and complex with shades of gray, okay? I mean, there could be a guy who's basically filthy, sick of some kind of disease, but he washes his hands until he can do open heart surgery.
You're missing my point, sir. What I'm saying to you is you're making everything so suffocating that you can't see the life of what I'm saying because you ain't experienced it. If you're just telling everything I'm saying in a way that's very suffocating, very scared, and not looking at what's going on, you're missing the picture. Now, what I'm saying to you is, in this country, is hundreds and hundreds of millions of people. Hundreds and hundreds of millions of people in this country. And what you're saying like every person working, doing construction work. Every person doing construction work. Every person, some people work in office spaces. Some people work in cubicles. Some people work at jobs where they don't have to touch nobody. You know, and what you're saying is you're saying it like everybody, just three or four people jobs. You're looking at this like this internet platform, this is a podcast. So people can call in on the show from their cell phone. They can stream it from the actual computer. There's multiple ways that they can do it, right? So this actual option, even though the amount of people that's on the show is not, you know, this percentage of the world, it's not even touching that. But all it takes is one person to let this person listen to something and this person let this other person listen to something. The message is something that people can take and, you know, it can be exchanged with the soul. And they can connect with people on another level. Whatever you do, back up off your phone because your phone got too much feedback.
Is that a personal complaint to me?
Right.
I can't hear any feedback. I can't.
Your phone got too much air. It got too much air breeze. Either your phone got too much air breeze on it.
Guess it's a common annoyance. Okay, let's continue. People are different. It's a fact. Me personally, I'm the kind of guy who basically is willing to do some dirty work, but at the end of the day, I want to scrub up hard. I want to use some kind of that special organic saddle soap that basically can clean just about anything. It must be good because it's so pure and natural and organic. It comes from the earth. Someone call that dirty soap. Disinfecting. It doesn't have all those sterilizing chemicals that can leave your sperm floating belly up.
You see how this guy is talking? he's talking, and one of the things he's doing, he's like, he's pouring in the accent. When you hear people hear him talk, you hear how he sounds. His voice is like some kind of, like, crisp PA system. But then he keeps telling you, well,
it's my
this,
radio
this,
voice. It's my
yeah,
radio
man,
voice.
It's a good voice, but I'm saying he keeps telling you about the downside. Like, enough people out there, if they hear what you're saying, they're like, oh, man, I can't talk to him about anything. He's telling me so much stuff. I need to, oh, my goodness. And people going to tell you their natural problems automatically. So if you just spend your time talking about your problems, I get it. People can identify and say, oh, I can talk to him because he's telling me his life story. But if your life story is being pulled down from you, all you're doing is letting people just pretty much, in a sense, they're going to hang you once they go up. Think about that. Once people go up, if you pull themselves down and they pull it up on you, you'll be hanging. Your head's going to be taken off. It was a tug of war. Once people figure out a way to get past you, if you're above them, then they're going to hang you. They're going to, and that's the thing I see. I was talking to someone yesterday, young guy. He tells me he never talked to a motivational speaker before. And to me, it was almost like this guy was, he's trying to mostly mug me in a slick way. He's young, and I always tell them, like, this guy don't care about me being a motivational speaker. All this guy wanted to figure out, well, how can he get rid of my point of view and just put his point of view above mine? He wanted to plagiarize and pretty much, like, if my voice was some instrumentals and he could rap and do something over my voice and then take the credit and then just, like, give me no attachment, like, he want me to be instrumental for him, and that's the thing. Like, it's nothing wrong with a person being great, but in my ability of doing what I'm doing, there's enough people out there great. So if you undermine me from massive people even existing of seeing my point of view, then you're exterminating me. He's not just trying to say, oh, my ability, his ability is this. Unless he's trying to use my ability, trying to plant this stuff inside of my ability and grow a harvest like it's a Bahamas trip and he's on a, an island. He want me to be isolated under him so he can take all of my foundation and then just move on. He's young and he's got that kind of greed and that kind of manipulating ability at a young age. He didn't care about me in no capacity. Because once you figure out a way, he feels that if I figure out a way with things that he don't know and because of where he at, he can just use me as a refuel. He think I'm just fertilizer for him. He thinks that because his mindset is how it is, he don't respect me on any level, and that's what makes it so damaging. When someone that you're moving past, this person don't necessarily respect you, but they want to exploit you. He had the exploiting spirit. He was inspired to exploit me, and he was using my innocent and my vulnerable of organic to try to and that's the thing. That's the true thing. Think about society. People that really made it. Past, they had to present this in a certain way because people of that capacity, every person that had an opportunity to go above everybody, they would pass them. They would pass them, and you truly, if it was based off of survival, if a hyena was hanging around a lion, the lion present a certain foundation of hyena to even undermine, the hyena would undermine the lion. Am I not lying?
You are not lying.
And that's the thing, like, people use young people to socially present something that's not necessarily there because I've talked to millions and millions of young people around the nation and over the years, and I can see all the young people that play set back and they don't really care about you being old. And they have none of that. Once they spark an interest, that's when they try to prey on you. They'll prey on you like a predator. Anything you have, they'll be wanting to take it and actually execute that and take credit. I remember this one time, this years ago, this musician playing a guitar was from another state. She asked me, what about California? She was in California. I'm in California, everybody, right now. We're in California right now. I'm in California, and she asked me about California. We was in Northern California. To be exact, I was in the Bay Area at that time. I was in the Bay Area, and I was traveling, going out of the Bay Area. And she was asking me, what is the Bay Area slang? What's the Bay Area term? She started pulling a guitar out, and I could tell she was stealing, intellect stealing. She wasn't giving me, she wouldn't give me credit. She would be inspired by the spirit and the the highlighted vapor that I put in the oxygen in our spirit. And then she'll go to another state where she's from and become, and I already see that she's going to become successful off of my intellect and the things that I did. And then she's collaborating with me. She was really, it's cannibalism, cross-contamination of the psychological intellect of the projection that your mind is feeding, kind of like in the soil. Like, it was like feces up in the soil, what I'm doing. So now it's like my mind is nothing left besides pinning something down the tallest to. She sat off of my mind, left me the feces, fecal waste of the response. And now that's what's been the psychological toilet, you know. And I said, wow. And this happened. I'm just thinking, how often do people take that approach? Take something from somebody else, from another state. That's why so many people get mad at people that have social class. Because they'd be like, hold on a second. I'm a brand, and I already know that if I put myself in a situation that you're going to make this, and you're going to say, well, just off of you. It's not just off of you, because it was just based off people's talent. Just in general, everybody be successful. Everybody have everything, but it's not based off just those components, right?
Right.
So it's other things that people don't see. Now, most people, if you look, most people have talent. As you see, most people are talented. Most people have the gifts. But it's other components that they don't see that the person that do see won't necessarily give to them. Because they say, oh, I don't necessarily want to be attached to you because the things that you're putting me through, I don't feel comfortable dealing with you. And that's what it is. Most of the time it's people, I don't want to deal with you. And that's what it really is. That's what people say, building relationships and this, a lot of people don't do business because everybody knows most people have ability. But people don't want to go through that actual experience with the person. And they know this person is going to give them more headaches than what it's worth. And if somebody gives you more headaches than what it's worth, and, you know, you feel an experience, you feel like someone is capitating your life and you're in you going forward with you. Like, it's all going to be, you see musicians all the time, they perform, people say, I'm going to meet my friend, I'm going to meet this person, they got talent. And they hear people with talents all the time that's better than theirs. And the person said, well, what do you think about this? They're like, man, this is good. But it was just off someone else being better than you. You would never have the motivation to do good because it'd be so many things that's outweighing your ability. But because they put things into place and things into place for people that work with them, they outshine the actual greatness that people have that technically would undermine them once they understood that they're great. Once they understand that part, they would say, well, I don't need you no more. You know, and they realize that's life, you know, that's a life, right? Because you got food, right? Once the chef not a cook stuff, not a mix stuff up, not a food prep, what does that make? What does the food taste like? If you can never, you never had to cook food, it was raw, and it wasn't mixed together and wasn't, you know, this understanding how to go about it. Would food taste good as it did if people didn't understand how to juice it, how to mix it, how to blend it, how to mix the herbs, how to mix the seasoning?
I guess we're wrapping up here. All right, this has been something, okay. Hey, let's tune into how this is basically going to play out in our next episode. This is Talk Dude and Organic OK. Signing
out. Everybody, for allowing Dude to, you know, to give us some time, man. This show, man, he introducing us and allowing us to have this space of his time. Thank you very much. Halloween, I said thank you. And Disabled Awareness Month to next year. To next year.
All right. Thank you all. Disabled Awareness Month. Anyway, and do something just a little bit special. I know the corona's got everyone under some kind of strange quarantine lockdown. Everybody's scared, whatever. But please, do something. I implore you. Thank you. Thank you. And everybody, I know this message probably got to you eventually. I get the feeling people are listening to us live right now, but that doesn't matter. Make some time, find a way, get involved. You know what? Don't wait for next year. Don't wait until all the planets are in perfect alignment. Get involved. Thank you for listening to us at some point. No more than that, thank you for helping.
This show is called Satisfying the Greatness Within You. Everyone, take care. Good night.
Good night.